wonderful day. I thank all of you for being here to come out and show your support and listen to two possible future presidents. I was standing over there a few minutes ago and I said, am I in New Hampshire? But I want you to know what an incredible honor it is for me to stand on the stage with these people. What a bunch of talent and what a bunch of contributions and leadership to our country the individuals on this stage have made. I had the pleasure, before I came over here, of visiting the home of Lionel Hill, Oliver Hill, who, as you many of you know, was a giant in the civil rights movement going back more than 50 years ago. Pay my respects, 99 years old. On May the 4th, he's going to celebrate his 100th birthday. I'm looking forward to being there. We have a number of other pioneers. Many of you know them. I've been tremendously impressed and grateful for the support that I have received from Mayor Wilder, who's truly made history, is going to be remembered in history. Henry Marsh, who was a pioneer also, is going to be remembered in history. And over the past 5 months, two governors, Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, have been with me so many different places. When we started on February the 8th, when I announced that I would run for the Senate, we had $0, no campaign staff, and we were 33 points behind George Allen. As of a few days ago, I think we are up 4 or 5 points in every single poll. And I want to tell you what I'm so proud of. We're coming down to the last 5 days here, and I made a vow on February the 8th that I was not going to change what I believe for a dollar or a vote, and we have not. And I also knew that we were going to face a classic Karl Rove campaign, a campaign that is designed to divide people, to go after your emotions, and to assassinate people's character, and that we were not going to do that, and we have not. And we're going to move in on Tuesday morning with a tremendous amount of support everywhere we've been going. We've seen people coming out like this, and also with the knowledge that we've done this the right way, that if we prevail here, and we're going to prevail, we're going to bring a different kind of attitude into the United States government. It's time for us to stop pointing fingers at each other and work together to make this a better country. On Tuesday morning, we're going to go 24 hours a day until Tuesday morning. On Tuesday morning, I'm going to vote. I'm going to go by and say hello to people at my campaign headquarters and thank them. And I'm going to have a beer. But you know, you've heard a lot of wisdom up here in the last 45 minutes or so about where the country is and where we need to go. And what I have done, what I have said every day since February the 8th is that we're running on three issues, and they're issues of where the country needs to go. We need to reorient our national defense. We need to straighten out our foreign policy. I was an early warning voice about the war in Iraq and what was going to happen in terms of our national strategy if we got bogged down in an occupation there. And it's kind of interesting now to turn around and see people such as former Secretary of State Jim Baker, whose service I respect, and many others, now saying the same thing that I've been saying for 2.5 years. We need to say we're going to have no permanent bases in Iraq. We need to get a diplomatic solution on the table. We need to get our combat troops out. And we can do that and still win the war on international terrorism. Yeah. The second theme we've been running on is issues of fairness. And you've heard many people up here talk about them. What's happened to this country in the age of globalization with the breakdown between the corporations at the top and our workers at the bottom? Corporate profits are at an all-time high. Wages and salaries are at an all-time low. When I was 24 years old, the average corporate CEO made 20 times what the average worker made. My son's 24. They make 400 times what the average worker made. Something is wrong. It starts with the policies toward corporate tax loopholes in the Congress, and we are going to fix it. And the third theme is one where Barack Obama and others have made... Okay. It's not New Hampshire, but it'll do. Where... The third theme we've been running on is the abuse of power by this presidency and the need to have people in the Congress who will stand up to executive power. Barack Obama does that on the Republican side. Chuck Hagel does that. George Allen does not do that. And I will do that. We have a short period of time. Momentum is on our side. Justice is on our side. If you will work with us, we will make a difference. Now, I want to say one thing. When I saw all these people up here, one of the things that came to my mind immediately was they're not just expressing their support for me or even for politicians in general. What they're doing, and we collectively are doing, is giving our guarantee to you that you have our loyalty. And I'm grateful again to Barack Obama for coming down here and sharing this event with us. And for everyone else on this stage, and folks, we got 5 days. Let's do it. Thank you.